It's good to be here this morning.
Amen.
In the presence of God, in the house of the Lord,
yeah.
There's strength. The house of the Lord, there's encouragement. God meets with his people. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. Sweet Holy Ghost comes and ministers. The presence of God comes in the house of the Lord to touch hearts and souls. The McCaneys one time sung a song, and you'll hear it every now and then. They'll play it. It's titled, He Calms Me. And I like the second verse, and I looked it up this morning. Circumstances may overtake me and bring me to my knees. But when I feel I cannot cope with life's troubled seas, I call on Him who can still much greater storms than these. His words bring peace into my soul when He says, child, I'm in control. And with one touch, He calms the storm in me. Sometimes He calms the storm, and sometimes He calms me. Sometimes the storm still rages on, but I feel the sweetest peace. If the storm rages on, all I need is for Him to calm me. We all have our storms. When the waves are crashing against your boat, you can still mount the waves. You can sail on. But when the waters get inside and feel the vessel, that's when the danger comes, when your boat begins to sink. Don't let those outside forces of fear and worry fill your heart within. You've got Jesus. Put your trust in Him. It's one thing to be in raging water. It's one thing to be tossed about with the wind and the waves. The children, when you let the waters get inside here, that's the danger part of it. Don't let the outside forces of what you see and what you hear, what's coming on in the land. Get your eyes upon the Lord. He still calms the storm. He still knows how to say, peace be still.
Yes, He does.
And bring a great calm. And He can say, I'm glad that He sails with me, Brother Tommy. I gave Him my life and my heart a long time ago. And I know that I feel the captain living inside of me. My key verse this morning, if you want to turn with me, I've got a boatload of scriptures here. Oh, I'd like to teach for a solid 2 hours with what I got. But I feel so good. I feel so sweetness. He's sweet. Jesus is sweet. It's Isaiah 26:3. Oh, God, if I don't finish this week, maybe I could get into it and do a part two next week. But, oh, there's something rich God's wanting to speak to us this morning. A lot of troubled hearts out there. A lot of troubled hearts. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in what?
Perfect
peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust, in verse 4, trust ye in the Lord. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord. I like the deal this morning. God helps me is on God's perfect peace. God's perfect peace. Can you say this morning, I want that perfect peace that abides in the heart and down deep in the soul. Listen, peace of mind is something that this whole world needs in this hour. Every human being in this world is on a quest. They're a searching. Even Christians are searching for peace of mind and peace in their soul in this troubling dark hour. And can I point you to one that has that peace this morning that passes all understanding? You cannot even put a definition upon the peace of God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
what kind of definition could you give to the word of God's peace? What kind of words would describe it? It would have to be felt to really know what it is. The Holy Ghost said to us in Philippians 4 and 7, the peace of God passeth all understanding. It goes beyond your human knowledge. It transcends the mortal mind. The fleshly mind of a human being cannot comprehend God's love and His peace that He gives. It's the divine peace of God that the Holy Spirit brings to the soul when He comes in to abide. That's the reason Jesus said it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, I can't send the Comforter to you. But He said, if I go away, I'll pray the Father, and He shall send you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of grace and truth. Give Him a praise offering. Hallelujah. He is a Comforter in this hour. He knows how to bring peace in the time of trouble. Yeah. I'm glad that He abides. I'm glad that I received Him a long time ago in my heart. It's Him that's keeping me. How are you staying afloat, Brother Tommy? How's your boat still staying on top of the waves? Because of Jesus. I've got the captain of our salvation. It's all because of Him. How come? Why is it that people implode? That means they crash within. And some explode. They just fly to pieces outwardly. Why is that? Because they don't have peace down in here. They don't have Jesus' peace down inside of them. What peace really is, have you thought of it? How many's ever felt the peace of God? My. There ain't nothing in the world like that.
Nothing like that.
Wow. One man described God's peace this way. I'll have to read this twice. The peace of God is that eternal, calm assurance which lies so far deep in the praying, trusting soul to be reached by any external substances or disturbances. I'm going to read that again. The peace of God is that eternal, calm assurance which lies far too deep in the praying, trusting heart to be reached by any external disturbances. Whew. Holy Lord. What are you saying, sir? Preacher, what are you saying? Outside forces cannot go deep enough to reach this peace that I have in Jesus. Holy. Outside forces, disturbances, trials, frustrations, worries, outside fears that come without cannot go deep enough to remove the peace that God puts inside of your soul. Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Do you have it this morning? Do you have that indwelling Holy Ghost? Troubles can't remove it. Worries and fears come, but there's just something about that peace. They can't drown it out because I trust in my living God. I know I am safe in His hand. True peace comes from the Holy Spirit within, that no matter how rough the storm or how low your boat may be in the valley of the mounting waves when it goes down, your spirit knows that you're safe in God. I know. How many can be like Apostle Paul? I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep me. Hallelujah. Until the day that he calls me home, raise your little hand and praise him. I have committed my soul, oh Lord, unto thee a long time ago. I want to go to heaven. I want to hold on. I don't want anything to draw drowning me out, dear Lord. I want to hold on to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I am persuaded. I'm telling you, Paul could tell us a whole mouthful. Look at what the man went through. He said, God gave me the grace. It's God that has kept me. He has sustained me through it all. Thank you, Lord. Our trust and confidence. I like what Brother Jason said in the start of this service, open it up tonight. God wants us to have faith in him. Don't doubt him. That hurts the Lord when we doubt him.
Yes, it does.
We speak foolishly when we speak, and I'm working on me, I'm preaching to me this morning. When we speak doubt and we speak negatively, we talk about the bad all the time. We get an image in us that it just drowns out the faith of God. And we're going to have to change the way we think. God will keep us in perfect peace if our mind stayed on him. It's how you dwell upon things and what you think about and how you talk. God's given us a little measure of faith, the grain of a mustard seed faith, but we have to operate on that. That's like Brother Jason said, we come into the house of God, we come through the doors, we don't think about the rafters falling in on us. We just by habit come, we love God's house, and we come to worship him. We don't think that the house will fall in on us when we get here. That's a faith. That's a natural faith. This place has been here since the 50s, I guess. But what's God saying this morning? Put your trust in me. I will never, ever fail you. Oh, God. Trust and confidence. Proverbs 3 and 5. The Spirit of God spoke to us through Solomon saying, trust in the Lord. With all, underscored, all, highlighted, all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not afraid of sudden fear. In the Hebrew, it says sudden terror. Neither of the desolation, the destruction of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. I feel that. Hallelujah. How you doing it, Brother Tolly? How you doing it, preacher man? How you doing it, singer for God? How you staying in there? How are you keeping on going? What is it that keeps you thrilled? Hallelujah. The desire that you have, what is it that keeps you going? Because I've got confidence in God. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to depend upon his word. Give him a praise offering this morning. I've committed myself to him. Oh, trust in him with all thine heart. Glory to God. He's never let me sink yet, Sister Dottie. He could have. And sometimes he probably should have. When I doubted him so bad. But he's always been there. Always been there. He loves us. Oh, I'm talking to somebody and I know I am. You feel like you're going down. That just you're smothered. You're being some, there's things that right now you're being smothered out. You're being smothered out. But the Lord's reaching to you right now and just lifting you by his spirit, lifting you up and say, I am for you and I am with you. I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end. The Lord's reaching to somebody right now. Put your confidence in me. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord. It's you, Lord. Jesus is a saying, whatever you see or hear that is troubling, put your trust in me. I will keep you. You won't have to worry about falling. my peace will keep your feet steadfast and keep your feet sure in me. Oh, God, the Lord is my confidence.
Amen.
How many peace is your strength? You ever think of strength? What is it that makes people strong spiritually? I'm not talking physically this morning. How many this morning feels like you're weak? Look at yourself and look within. We're going through trials right now. Some of us are going through fiery trials. That the trial of our faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried by fire. And all these afflictions are being accomplished in our brothers and our sisters in the world. What's keeping the church going? Man, oh man. What is it that's keeping you, child of God? Keeping you from going down and being lost? It's the Spirit of God, the peace that He gives you. You say, I feel like everything is all right. Everything's going to be all right. You ever feel like you're weak? Brother Tommy, it's hard for me to go on. The everyday problems and the cares in this world is affecting me, Brother Tommy. Preacher, my problems, my troubles, is taking something out of me. Come on. Things of the past that's happened. Things that I've had to endure. Maybe in 2020. Maybe for the last few years. Things have come. Troubles have come. And it seems like it's drained me. It's taken something out of me. And some reason the devil comes and through all of that he begins to speak to me. Oh, Lord. You ain't going to make it. What now? Which way are you going to go now? What are you going to do? I'm going to put my confidence in God. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Listen, some people feels like it's something that's been taken out of them because of their trials. God is speaking to you in Psalms 29:11. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. What is the strength that will keep you going? Hallelujah. God, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. If I've got your peace, Jesus, I can make it. Raise your head and praise Him. If I've got His peace, I know that I can make it. Let the storms rage, the winds howl, the waves be high. I'm going to make it, Lord, because I've got You.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. God's peace this morning, I'm talking about the perfect peace. That will keep him in perfect peace. Ain't a flaw in it. Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I'm looking to him. I'm keeping a prayer attitude, a praise on my heart as I go through the day. I'm trusting in him. God's peace will strengthen you. It'll undergird you. It will remove the doubt. It'll bring a deep, calm assurance. All God is saying is to put your faith in me. Trust in me. How many knows that he's the God of hope this morning?
Yes.
He's the God of hope.
Praise the Lord.
The Holy Ghost in Paul had him to write a letter to the saints in Rome. Listen to this. You know, Brother Earl, there was great persecution in the early church. The Bible said there was great persecution, but the Bible said there was great power. And great grace, three greats. Great persecution, but there was great power. And great faith.
Hallelujah.
And great grace was upon them.
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. I believe I can make it this morning, don't you? Listen to what Paul said. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. What are you saying, Paul? The things written aforetime back in times past, we have story after story that's been told and went down on the record books how God moved, hallelujah, for his people down through the ages. He brought them through. When they were down to nothing, he succumbed and supplied their needs. When his children were up against it and could not go any farther, hallelujah, they didn't know which way to turn or what to do. God came and made a way for them out of nowhere. The times when the odds were stacked against God's people and the enemy would swallow them up, they thought the Lord rose up and fought for them and brought them victory. The Holy Ghost is telling the saints at Rome, he's the same God today. He has not changed. He goes on to say in verse 15, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand. I want to abound. I want to prosper, preacher. Hallelujah. I want the victory. It's in Jesus. He's the God of all hope. Give him a wave offering. He's the God of all consolation. He's the God of hope. It ain't too late for you. Hallelujah. You may be up against it, your back against the wall, but the Lord is a way maker. He can put the meal in the widow's barrel. Hallelujah. You don't have to starve because the Lord is your provider. He's your soul protector. Hallelujah.
Amen. The God of hope fill you, listen, fill you with joy and peace. He didn't stop there in believing. You've got to believe. You've got to believe. If you don't believe it'll get any better, it won't.
Yeah. Put your faith in God. I've got to believe. Believe his word. Believe he'll take care of me. Believe he'll fight my battle. Believe that he'll touch me. Believe he'll supply the need. I believe. Therefore, it puts a hope in me, Sister Toddie. That puts a hope down inside. Because I believe. I've trusted him. He's proved himself to me over and over and over. Through the power.
What are you saying to us, Lord, this morning through all of this? I'm the same today. I have not changed. Trust in me. I'm still the God of hope. And I will give you peace if you will just believe. Just believe. Romans 14 and 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not a natural fleshly kingdom. Where a person eats and drinks for a little while, then dies and passes away. No. The kingdom of God is an everlasting spiritual kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom that's in me. Raise your hand and praise him. Brother Tommy, I want that kingdom. I want that spiritual kingdom in me. I want the king of that kingdom living in me. Woo! When you're in the kingdom of God, when you're walking in it, you're walking in the Spirit. Listen to me. There's righteousness and there's peace and there's joy in this kingdom.
Yeah.
Praise God. To you who are struggling in it, you're up against your doubts and fears. Won't you stomp both feet right now and tell the devil, I belong to Christ's kingdom. I am his.
Yes.
I read a book where that they had wrote down about Smith Wigglesworth. He had a great, great healing deliverance ministry. And this man, there was 8 people raised from the dead in his ministry back in the 40s. This man had great faith, and he was called the Apostle of Faith. The Apostle of Faith, Smith Wigglesworth, over in England. They said he was waiting on a bus or something back then, an old rail car to come through, and he was on his way somewhere. He said, up come this woman. Said her dog followed her all the way from the house where she was staying, living. Said that dog followed her. And as she got nearer, you know, to the rail car, she said, "Now you got to go back." Called that dog's name. "You got to go back now. Going back, going back." That dog hung right to her heels. And that rail car pulled up, and she meant business this time. "I'm getting on board of this rail car." Smith Wigglesworth said, "I witnessed that," said she turned around and said she stomped both feet. Said, "I said, get out of here and go back to the house." Smith Wigglesworth said, "That's exactly what you got to do to the devil. When you're fed up with it, and when you're tired of this battle that goes on and on and on, this mental battle, it plays itself over and over and over. It follows you. It haunts you. It follows you home. It follows you when you go to bed. These haunting voices, what are they? Haunting you. It trails you everywhere you go."
Yeah.
He said, "You got to be like that woman." Smith Wigglesworth says, "You got to stomp both feet and said, enough is enough. I told you to get out of here." Praise him, church. Come on, praise him.
Oh, God.
Honest, we're letting things, oh Lord, feel him. We're letting things conquer us. We're letting those haunting voices tell us that we're no good, we're unworthy. We let them tell us that I have failed, I have failed. I'll never get back where I once was. I am a failure. I cannot seem to have victory, victory. These haunting voices. Right here is your key. Right here is your hope. My God forgives. Woo! My God restores. My God revives. My God refills. My God refreshes. Right here is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to God and the Holy Ghost. Who is this peace? Has he got a name? I want to ask you this morning, who is this peace that the Bible talks about? What is the peace of God? It's Jesus. Isaiah prophesied of him over 700 years before Christ came to earth and was born. Oh, earth, earth, earth. The peace of God is coming down to you. To a world in turmoil that's been torn apart by sin. Isaiah described the condition of the human race in Isaiah 57 and 20. Listen, the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters and waves cast up the mire and the dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. The quest is on, the search is on, and the sinner don't have that peace.
Amen.
Backslider, you might be out there somewhere, and you might be not totally backslid on God, but you're discouraged, and you ain't where you once was in the joy of the Lord and the power of God's strength. You're troubled. You need God's peace this morning. You need to call upon the Lord and tell him, "Lord, I love you and I want to serve you. Listen to me. Sinner and backslider, you need this peace in this hour. You need that assurance. Jesus is getting ready to come. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You've got troubles in your soul. You backed up on God. You doubted out. Come on." But then he prophesied of Jesus is coming down, Isaiah 9 and 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many's glad this morning? I know the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
Brother Anthony, I've tasted of his grace and mercy. Praise the Lord. I told the Lord coming to Sunday school this morning, I said, "Lord, I need you." I might be a Sunday school teacher, a preacher, a writer, but I need you in everything, every day, every day.
Every day.
Can we praise him? Lord, I love you. I need you every day that I live. I'm nothing, Jesus, without you. I'm nothing and a nobody, Lord, without you. But you loved me. You loved me. You came a long way from glory
to come down to bring me peace. There's peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 12, 1 through 3. I thought about Brother Jason's message. To you out there, won't you tune in to our website, GoodShepherdHoliness.com, GoodShepherdHoliness.com. Brother Jason preached a most wonderful anointed message Thursday night. It was great, highly anointed. People's on the search. People's looking for something. Won't you come and buy wine and milk without money, without price? God will satisfy you. Won't you tune in to the preaching tab and listen to this message and let it feed you? Isaiah 12:1. The scripture reads, notice the words, and in that day, it's mentioned twice in Isaiah, and in that day, what day? When Christ comes and brings salvation, this shall be my song. Woo! Behold, I don't know how the tune went to this. This shall be my song. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Can you sing it with me this morning? Hallelujah. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Give him a praise offering. I got a song to sing. Jesus came from glory. He died on the cross, rose from the dead. He's back at the right hand of the Father. We're living in the dispensation of the gospel of Christ right now, living in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Woo! God is your strength. God is your salvation. God is your joy. He's your peace. Oh, what the prophet did see. Oh, man of God. There was never a greater prophet in the Old Testament than Isaiah. He saw the gift of God given to the human race set down in flesh.
Yes, he did.
He saw Jesus coming. Isaiah, 700 years before Jesus came on the scene, he saw his immaculate virgin birth.
Yes.
He saw the crucifixion of our Savior on a cross in every minute detail. He saw the bleeding lamb. Woo! Paying for man's sins. He saw the great Emmanuel, God, come to earth and shed his blood on a tree. He saw that crimson stream flowing over the souls to make us free and clean. I saw, he said, the resurrection and the victory won. Bodies arising up out of the dust and singing, hallelujah, coming out. Raise your hand and praise him. Oh, this thing is real. It'll keep you alive. Praise God. What Isaiah did see. Bursting out of the ground. Glory to God. Isaiah is not through prophesying as he continues to look into our day. And I'll probably quit here. Turn with me now to Isaiah 26 and 1. I want you to read this. Now, we just got done reading the 12th chapter, verse 1 through 3. And that chapter started off, and in that day. Whew, in that day. He's looking into our day. Isaiah 26 and 1. I never did see this before, Brother Jason. I was reading through it, and I thought, wow, in that day. It must be important. 26 and 1, it starts off with another song. Are you kidding me? Another song? Just like the 12th chapter did. In that day, what day you talking about, man of God? in that day when Christ ushers in the dispensation of the gospel era for the church, God's people of the New Covenant Testament. There'll be another song sung and another chorus of salvation. Notice close. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. How does this song go? How is it sung? Verse 3, there's where I want to get in this whole message. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord.
Yes.
For the Lord, in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. We're dealing with the infathomable peace of God this morning. It is measureless. It passes all human understanding.
Oh, yes.
Yet it is offered to every one of us, no matter how little you may be. Mary, if you want to come to the piano. No matter how little you may feel, how low you might feel and be, God's measureless peace and His love can reach you right where you are.
That's right.
It's offered to you, friend.
Yes, it is.
Sinner and backslider, it's offered to you. Are you looking for peace? Can you say, Brother Tommy, I need in this hour, there's just something I need. I need something in me to give me peace. Would you stand with me this morning? How do I get this perfect peace? Is there a key, Brother Anthony, that'll open a door to bring that peace? Is there a secret? A secret that'll work to obtain it? Did you know what affects your mind, affects your heart, your spirit? We defeat our spiritual life by what we dwell on and what we think about. It would behoove every one of us to let go those things that we cannot change. I know when I wrote this. I know when I wrote it. I know I felt the Holy Ghost in the pen. We're going to have to let go of those things that we can't change.
Yes.
Drop it. Forget it. Turn loose of it.
Let it go.
And give it to God and go on.
Go on.
Go on. We're killing ourselves. We are robbing ourselves spiritually of any joy and peace by dwelling on the things that are bad and wrong and that's happened bad.
Yes.
When we can't change it, when we can't fix it, go to the Lord in prayer and give it every bit to Him and get in His Word and replace your thoughts with God's Word and God's promises. People are depressed. They're loaded down with doubts and worries and fears because of what they constantly dwell on and think about it. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the past. Their life is a dread. It don't have to be that way, Brother Jason.
Yes.
We can have joy. We can have peace. No matter what this world and those around us say or do. No matter what's happened. Let's find a place to pray this morning. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. God will give you peace over it right now. God will give you peace over it right now. Come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Jesus, put that peace in me, Lord. Put it in there.
When my soul was disturbed with sorrow, Jesus opened His arms. Oh.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Peace in the midst.
the shelter of these arms, they come.
Yeah.